It's always my delight, Gary Colley, to be with you by means of this program. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. We've been dealing with this question this week. Does the Spirit go directly to heaven at death? I believe that that is of certain interest to all. We've been discussing this from our Lord's death and also from what He promised the thief in Luke the 23rd chapter and verse 43. He was indeed in paradise, but He had not ascended unto heaven according to John 20 and verse 17. We've learned also this week that our Lord was spoken of in Acts 2, that His soul would not be left in Hades, neither would His body see corruption. And so because of that, we find that He is talking about His resurrection, according to the Apostle Peter in Acts 2. By looking at these things, then, we can understand many things concerning death and where people go when they die. We also introduce the 16th chapter of the book of Luke, the Hadean world. And we have learned that that is the place where people go immediately at death, where at least their spirit, their soul, while their body goes to the grave. In Luke 16, it says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus which laid at the gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dog came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said, Son, remember thou that thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and Lazarus the evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all of this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us, that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went back unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one arose from the dead. Now summarize with me for a moment, my friends. Life is the union of body and spirit, and death is their separation. At death, the body goes to the grave, returns to the dust, and the spirit wings its way to the Hadean world. If it be a righteous spirit, it passes into a place variously described as Abraham's bosom or paradise. Or if a wicked spirit, into a place that is designated as torment. Hence, understanding that Hades is a word in the Greek that simply means the unseen realm, but is applied to the state of the dead, this realm is divided into two parts for both the righteous and the wicked to go at death.